Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Got a good one here yet again. Great to bring back Paxton Quigley, Cannabis Healing here. How are you doing today, Paxton?
I'm doing fine, Adam. Hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners around the world. But first, I'd like to remind our listeners that my new novel, it's a thriller called Just Try Me, is available on Amazon.com. So go ahead and take a look at it. We'd also like to thank our sponsors, the Tikkun Olam, world leaders in cannabis research and production. Tikkun Olam is now distributing its products in many parts of the United States, and that includes its hemp-based CBD, Tikkun Hemp. Tikkun Olam products are available in 11 MedMen stores throughout California. Tikkun Olam CBD products can be purchased online everywhere at tikkunhemp.com. And I'm going to spell that T-I-K-U-N-H-E-M-P.com. And now, our topic today is the harvesting of cannabis plants, which is right now starting. Now, because of recent illnesses and deaths linked to vaping, people are rightly concerned about cannabis safety. So with us today is Jill Ellsworth. She's CEO of Willow Industries, a Denver-based company that does cannabis testing. And Jill Ellsworth is going to tell us exactly what that means, how it's done, and why it's important. Jill, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Hi, Paxton. Thanks so much for having me.
Certainly. Now, let's get started. Now, people may not know that the cannabis we legally buy can and often is actually contaminated with pesticides and chemicals that are obviously harmful to our health. So how widespread is this problem? For example, in your state of Colorado, what are you finding out there?
Well, it's such a poignant topic right now, simply because of what is going on with the scare in vaping and, you know, all of the illnesses and deaths associated with that. So, you know, what we're seeing in Colorado is the regulators, when marijuana became legal, recreationally legal, about 4 or 5 years ago, the regulators took a stance and implemented very strict testing regimens. So every batch of cannabis has to be tested for pesticides, for heavy metals, but most importantly, it has to be tested for mold and yeast. And that is a very big issue in the industry right now. It's very hard to grow this plant clean. And so for regulatory aspects, the states have implemented specific testing regs around how cannabis is treated and before it goes on to the shelf for consumer purchase.
So there aren't any so-called national regulations. Everything is state by state in terms of regulations?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, because we don't have federal oversight due to it being federally illegal, every state has taken its own stance and implemented its own regulations. Every state tests for pesticides and heavy metals and microbials, but what they test for seems to vary state by state. So yes, every state is in each zone what they're doing.
Now, are there states, are they talking with each other in terms of regulations and discussing, you know, what should be actually, you know, said?
You know, we're finding that that's starting. But in a couple years ago, it seemed like the states weren't talking to each other. The regulators weren't leaning on each other for guidance, advice, you know, input. But now as states are coming on, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, and recreational is legal, we're finding that they're looking to states that had already had these implemented testing regs and asking for advice and saying, you guys did it this way, should we do it this way? We are going to implement X, Y, and Z. So yes, we're starting to see that dialogue across state lines, but it's taken a bit of time.
Now, that's interesting. Now, how does Willow Industries test for the presence of, let's say, pesticides in the cannabis plant? Give us an understanding of how it's done.
So Certainly. Well, so there's a bit of a misconception here in terms of what Willow actually does. So we don't test, but what we do is get rid of contamination on the flower so that when it is tested, it tests clean. So we target microbials, so mold, yeast, E. coli, salmonella, bacteria, coliforms. Those are the contaminants that we can eliminate from the flower so that when cultivators send their samples in and their batches in for state mandatory testing, they pass that. And therefore, you know, we're really focused on consumer safety. So all product going on to dispensary shelves is clean and safe for consumption.
Now, when you mean that you test it, how do you do that? Do you apply some other chemical to see what's going on? What is the process like?
So we use ozone gas to get rid of any sort of contamination on the flower. What that does is it breaks down the cell walls of the contamination. So if you have a mold spore, it would break down that entire mold spore so that when it's sent out for testing, to be tested at a lab, that it won't show up as a positive result.
Now, that's very interesting. Now, the problem is, how can people protect themselves when purchasing like illegal cannabis? You know, they buy it off the street. Is there any questions they can ask, or is it like just telling everybody, don't buy, from an individual off the street?
I think first and foremost is you don't buy illegal cannabis because you don't know what's been on it. Most importantly, we're seeing on illegal cannabis a lot of pesticides. And when you heat up certain pesticides and combust them, they turn into very, very dangerous toxic chemicals. So don't buy illegal cannabis, first and foremost. And secondly, you know, it's really important to go to licensed dispensaries that you know the product going into that store has been tested and it's regulated, and therefore you should feel safe consuming it.
Now, do you think that the vaping that's been going on, do you think there's a possibility that the type of cannabis that people are vaping does have pesticides in it? Because they really haven't talked that much about the fact that there could be pesticides.
I do, and I believe there are pesticides in the illegal vape pens that have hit the market. If it's a vape pen that has been regulated and it's coming from the regulated industry, it will not have pesticides because every single state tests for pesticides, and if there's any presence, they aren't allowed to sell that. So you can feel safer when you buy a regulated vape pen from a dispensary that is licensed. But if you're buying vape pens from an individual that is not licensed, then yes, there are going to be pesticides in there and other toxic chemicals that are, you know, causing this huge vaping illness.
Now, when someone goes into a store, what kind of questions should they ask and to whom in terms of the quality of the cannabis? Is there, you know, a mark on the bottles where they have it, you know, stacked away? Is there any way that a consumer can question?
Certainly. They can ask if it's been tested for pesticides, for microbials, for heavy metals, what type of solvents are being used for extracted products. You want to ask questions about what's in the product. If you're buying flower, cannabis flower, you want to ask, has this been tested for microbials? Has this been tested for mold, yeast, pesticides? And typically that, you know, well, we're starting to see that on the labels. If you're buying a vape, ask what type of solvent they added or what type of any other additional ingredients that they've put into the extracted oil. You want to know all of that. And really you want to look towards products that don't have, that are solventless and they don't put any additives in it. You know, you want to have the same sort of inquiries that you would with your food. You look at a food label, you want to do the same thing with cannabis labels.
Good. Now, this is a personal question. What is your background and how did you get into this business?
Of course, great question. I am a registered dietitian. I have a master's in food science and nutrition, and I'm an entrepreneur at heart. And really, I've always looked to fulfill a need in an industry that's not being addressed. I owned a cold pressed juice company in the past, a beverage distribution business, and you know, I saw a need in the industry to bring food safety standards that we're used to coming from the food and beverage industry. I wanted to bring those type of standards into cannabis, and that's exactly what we've done with Willow.
Well, that's terrific. Can you give our listeners your website so if they want to find out more about what you do, they can do that?
Yes, of course. Please visit our website, www.willowindustries.com. We have, you know, a lot of information on our website about the industry, about what we do, how we can help you, and, of course, a lot of contact info.
Well, Jill Ellsworth, thank you for being on Cannabis Healing and providing this very important information. And, you know, we might have you on again in terms of what else is happening in the cannabis world. So thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. This is wonderful.
Thank you. Once again, we'd like to thank Tikkun Olam for sponsoring today's show. Please go to tikkunhemp.com, and I'll spell that again, T-I-K-U-N-H-E-M-P.com. And for those living in California, you can now buy Tikkun Olam products at MedMen dispensaries. We invite our listeners to stay in touch on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. Stay healthy, balanced, and stay in touch with us. I'm Paxton Quigley.